We're talking with Crystal Gage today, another great Canadian artist. So welcome, Crystal, to CJMQ. Now, you have a new track out, and that's called Off the Rack, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. Okay, I just released it a few weeks ago.
Good, and we're enjoying playing it here at CJMQ. Now, Crystal, how did you get started in music?
I started when I was 8 years old. I was watching one of those television programs, you know, where you can be a star kind of thing. And I was watching one of those, and I was just so, you know, like drawn in by it, it all. And I asked my mom if I could, you know, take singing lessons and become a singer. And at first she thought I was just kind of crazy. But after a while, and I kept asking her and bugging her to put me in singing lessons, and it was kind of all uphill from there. I just started performing national anthems and doing different fairs and appearances in my hometown, Windsor, Ontario. And then from there, it just kind of snowballed, and I just started doing more and more events and bigger events and recordings. And, yeah.
That's great. Good. Mm-hmm. Are you still based in Windsor?
Yeah. I still live in Windsor. However, I do have a home that I've been renting in Nashville as well. So I've been kind of going back and forth as much as I can to Nashville to do some writing and recording as well. So.
Okay, good. And do you write all your own songs, or do you have...
I just started. This particular song, Off the Rack, was written by Cyril Rawson and Daryl Burgess. But I just got in the last year, since I've been going back and forth to Nashville, I've been doing a lot of co-writes. And I've started to get into recording all of my own music. So, yeah.
Okay, that's really neat. I bet you're learning a lot down in Nashville, too.
Yeah, oh, I love it. I love Nashville, yeah.
Okay, great. Were you always interested in the country genre of music? Or?
I switched over. I used to sing pretty much anything, and then I zeroed in on country music when I was about 15 or 16, and that's all I do now. Yeah, I love it.
Okay, good. And your album is Dust to Diamonds, and that's great. Now, you won a CMT's Karaoke Star contest?
Karaoke Star, yeah. Right. Just in November, I took the title. Yeah, it was pretty exciting. They went across Canada, and they named the top karaoke star for all of Canada, and I won the title and $10,000, and they did a live finale on CMT, so it was pretty neat. It was pretty great exposure as well. So,
okay,
yeah.
Great. And you got to co-host one of the programs on CMT, too, I guess?
Yeah, after I was finished, after I won the contest, they had called me and said, you know, they wanted to catch up with the karaoke star, and they thought that might be good to do some co-hosting, so I was able to go and co-host and introduce some of their videos and stuff like that. So that was a pretty neat experience as well.
It was, yeah, that's great. So you get a lot of support from your family and friends too, I would imagine.
Oh, I'm extremely blessed in that respect, for sure. Yeah, yeah, I have a lot of really close friends and family and fans as well that truly believe in what I'm doing. So yeah, I'm pretty thankful for that.
Okay, great. Now, this is your debut album?
No, I released one about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And been really working hard on this one to zero in more on a particular style of country music. And so it's a little bit more, this one's a little bit more, you know, me and my inputs a lot more on this album. So I'm pretty excited about all that.
Okay, where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, my favorite artist is Martine McBride, and I kind of listen to a lot of her stuff, and I really... inspired by her and all that she does. So, yeah, Martine McBride for sure.
Great, yeah, she's great too. Now, what are your plans for the upcoming year? A lot of touring or anything?
A lot of
like that?
Touring. I'm actually, right now I'm in Florida, touring around. And I've been here since New Year's Eve, and I'll be here till April. So I'm missing out on the weather back home, darn it.
Yeah, but, lucky you.
But I don't mind that at all.
No, I don't
and,
think so.
And so, yeah, then when I get home, I'm going to be looking into getting a lot more gigs as far as that goes, and traveling hopefully all across Canada if I can.
Okay, that's great. Now, let's see, you have quite a big fan club, too, I was reading.
Yeah, about 5 years ago, I decided, well, my family and whoever's involved kind of decided to put a fan club together because we were constantly calling different people who wanted to know about the shows that I had coming up. And so we were always, you know, making about 100 phone calls all the time. And, so I decided to start the Crystal Gage Fan Club about 4 years ago. And we send out newsletters, and now I have... over 500 members that are paying members, and they join the membership. They join the fan club, and every year they renew their membership. And yeah, so it's really good to have that support system too.
Okay, that's great. That's a lot of fun too. Now, to get involved in the fan club, I imagine you just go to your webpage.
The website, yep, crystalgage.com.
Okay, that's easy to remember. C R Y S T A L and Gage is G A Crystal.ge.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Great. Anything else you'd like to mention about your music or yourself, Crystal?
Just that the album Dust to Diamonds is going to be released in the spring, so watch for that.
That'll be really exciting. We're looking forward to it here. So, Off the Rack is your chosen single right now, and any idea what the next single will be?
I'm thinking that I'm going to release a pretty strong ballad from the album that I'm pretty excited about. It's called Nobody Knows.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thanks very much, Crystal, and wish
thanks
you all
so
the best
much
of
for
luck.
Doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Diner like one of them models in GQ magazine. Every hair was styled perfect, make me a little nervous, but I swear he smelled better than me. He came on strong and flashed his diamond. I said, honey, I ain't buying. Keep your Gucci bag and designer shades, cause I don't need refining. Jeans, I take the one who works in a flannel shirt and shines in John Deere green. I like a man, a little rough around the edges, a country charmer in a farmer's tan. Why try a city guy when they ain't made to last, when I can get a true good fit right around.
We just heard the song called Off the Rack by great Canadian artist Crystal Gage.